I invite you to close your eyes and tune in to the vibrational frequency of the elementals of Gaia. They're very shy, but they're ready to connect. And just with your intention and focus, bring that gratitude and thanks to thanking those elementals of Gaia for being here. Thank those elementals for offering their love and support for everything that you go through. And those elementals are always with you and always there, offering you a couch that you can sit on to be in a state of peace, calmness, and tranquility. And with that gratitude and thanks to the elementals, we remain seated in that couch of peace, calmness, and tranquility as we receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is indeed week two of a series of four channeling series, and the series is about awakening. Now, each time we give this channel about this in a series of four of anything, we do a little review. For there are those who will come upon this channel without hearing the others. The subject is this. The attributes of awakening on this planet are many, and some of them are odd. And when we say odd, it is that which is not expected in a spirituality that you might have studied or expect that spirituality would give you or do for you. If we said they've awakened to a bigger idea about God, what would be the attributes you would expect? They would then suddenly be able to see things they didn't see, or the grandness of the planet. Perhaps they would see the elementals that have just been mentioned. Perhaps they would feel that peace and serenity and all, because they're awakening to the light that God is. We spoke in session one about a metaphor. That the consciousness of the planet has been like in a dark room with a dim light to see by. And it's caused so many things to happen because of the dim light. Lack of trust, corruption, greed, all the things that bring everything to oneself because there's no light. If there were bright light, you could see it all. And if you could see it all, you wouldn't need to do those things, dear one. You could see your neighbors. You could see what's happening to them. You could help them without going through the kinds of things in a dark room where you have to get up and search for them and not even be able to see them, all metaphorically. We talked about that being a box of darkness. And that is consciousness, and that's where you've been. And finally, we talked about perhaps a door in the corner with a bright light behind it, and it's open a crack, and the light shines so intensely through the crack, and some are afraid of it, and some go right to it. And if you go right to it and you open it, then the room starts to flood with a bigger light. Now, that is a metaphor, dear one, of you opening a door and others benefiting. Do you see that? Please understand what you do next in your life in awakening to a grander truth helps those around you. It always does. However, that's not the subject of this channel. Awakening to a human being, to you, your psyche, your personality, who you are, carries with it some odd attributes. Now, we have mentioned some, and some that you're recognizing, and some of you will recognize these, that you didn't expect. All the way to the fourth channel, we're going to give you some of these. Not all of you are involved in all of them, but some of you are involved with some of them, and so you will relate. The fourth channel, we'll tell you why. We'll tell you why there should be such odd things happening with a spiritual attribute of awakening. How about the first one? Some of you need to sleep longer. Now, these things I'm going to give you are physical. Some of you need to sleep longer. Now, there will be those who say, well, that may just be coming with age or because I'm more tired. Or, no, it doesn't. In fact, there are those who will tell you that as you age, you need to sleep less. Perhaps reverting to that which is a child. But you're sleeping longer. And you need to sleep longer, and you know you do, because the time you slept before isn't quite enough. And so you are extending that, or trying to, for some of you who have busy schedules, realizing that your body is saying, I need to sleep more. I'm going to give you a hint about what's coming in Channel 4. The indigenous of this planet went to bed when the sun went down and got up when it came up. Now that's more than 6 hours. And yet here is a population of very busy individuals who are told to get at least 6 or 7. That's very, very different from the way it started. You might even say you're pushing the envelope of what is indeed what your body should have or what it wants. But there is a bigger reason. There's a bigger reason why you need to sleep longer. There is some processing going on in your sleep. Now, some of you know this because of the kinds of dreams you've had. Now, you might say, wait a minute, Cryon, I'm not having good dreams. In fact, I'm having bad dreams. They're pulling up all manner of things, and I don't like them. What if that were a way of your brain discharging memories forever? Because you're awakening. Do you see what I'm saying? Psychologists will tell you the brain almost reboots, perhaps even every night. That's why you need to sleep. And then in the process, there are many things that come forward through your synapse and your memory, and they can't really truly explain what it is. But I'm telling you what it is in this particular case. You are throwing away the things you don't need to have in your memory anymore. And the dream is a way of bringing it forward, the oil to the top of the water, so it can then be thrown out. Now, if you're having the same bad dream over and over, it's a signal. Perhaps you ought to deal with this now and throw it out. But there's more. Some of you, not all, are being awakened at night for no simple reason that you can figure out. And it often happens on your clock at 3 or 3:30. And some of you are chuckling now because that's exactly what's going on with you. You have a clock in the room that you can see, and you turn to it, you say, not again. Here it is, 3:30. That is on purpose, dear ones. First of all, because it happens on such a regular basis and at a common time, it's trying to get your attention. There's something going on. Sometimes innate spirit, especially innate physical, when you're awakening, starts to give you signals of things that perhaps you ought to know. You cannot awaken to a grander truth and have all the old energies and just simply carry around and say, now I'm awakened, and have all the old habits and all the old things and act the same way with the same consciousness and personality. Or is this the first time you've heard that? 3:30. And what happens at 3:30? Some of you will awaken, your eyes bang open, and you'll go, what should I worry about? Because there really isn't anything. Or some of you will say, oh yes, I'm worrying about that. Or, oh yes, that's happened. It's another way to get your attention to one thing. You are being worked with. Some say worked on. You're being worked with in order to discharge some of those things in your mind, in your subconscious specifically, that many of our guests on this very program have told you need to be worked on. But this is an automatic work on because you're starting to awaken to a grander truth because you've seen a bigger light. How many of you are motivating toward different foods? How many of you have developed allergies suddenly to the foods you've always eaten? Here again, there will be those who will tell you that, well, this comes with age and the body is interesting the way it flips around, depending on how old it is. What if it was something else? I'd like to tell you something now. I want you to analyze this. Don't get ahead of me. But if you have told your innate to help you, don't be surprised if you get an allergy to a certain food. Because that is your innate saying, all along, this particular food has not necessarily been commensurate with the magnificence of your cells, of your Akash, of anything else. You just liked it. That explains perhaps headaches and stomach aches and all the other things that might go with it. And you said, well, I like it. Now suddenly there's an allergy to it and you don't want it anymore. Bingo, innate has done its job. You're not eating it. I'm giving you a system, dear ones, of benevolence and love, where you start to awaken in a light and spirit starts to help you by giving you signals and through innate and through the attributes that we teach in your soul, many things are starting to happen, especially the things that are physical. Mentally, some of you are struggling with numbers of things. Now, we have spoken of that a little in section 1 and we will in section 3. But there are some things emotionally that you are also dealing with. Some of you said, I don't know how to explain this, Kryon, but sometimes I just want to disappear. And I would say, where do you want to go? And they don't have an answer. They don't say, I want to go to a better place. They just say, I want to disappear for a while, perhaps. That's your way of saying, I'd like to stop the clock. I'd like to stop the train. I want to get off for a little while, perhaps have a vacation and come back. That is your desire for peace. And that is how this particular channeling started. The desire for peace, especially now in your life. And there's no way for some of you to have peace unless it's in sleep. And even then, it's disturbed. So there is an emotional desire to some of you to disappear. That is the best way I could say it. And that doesn't mean that you're going to stop living. It just means you want off the train for a moment or two. It is a desire for peace in your life, perhaps, that hasn't been there for a while. Now, let's look at that. You haven't wanted that until you started awakening. You've simply been nose to the ground and dealing with it. You deal with it. That is how you survive on the planet. You deal with it. And suddenly, you're saying, what if I don't have to deal with it in an old energy, the old ways I did? What if I could stop the train just for a moment and get off? Have a little peaceful vacation, and then I can get back on. And then I can have a little peaceful vacation when I disappear again and come back. That, of course, is very esoteric. But it's real, isn't it? One more. Some of you know about it. Some of you don't. Some of you are experiencing higher highs and lower lows. In other words, the gamut of emotions is starting to peak, and that has not happened. Some of you who feel so good about how steady you are emotionally are starting to realize you're not at the moment. Dear ones, this is all recalibration. This is all reframing what a human being is who starts to awaken, where their cells vibrate differently, where their consciousness is starting to see light that it never did before. Odd things about awakening that I wanted to tell you that aren't really discussed by anybody. That's what this month is about. There's more. As you know, we're only halfway through. Come and hear more. I think you'll like it. And so it is.